Hi and welcome to EY.AI and Flux series, where partners from our firm will be talking all things AI. I'm Rohit Pandarkar, the consulting partner for EY India, and I want to discuss today about the growth of LLMs globally as well as in India. Imagine a world where AI doesn't just give quick answers, but actually thinks through the problems, step by step, like we do. This is called chain of thought reasoning, and it's already happening with today's advanced large language models. These LLMs are far more capable than most people can think and are imagining. Beyond just generating text and images, we are seeing the rise of agentic AI. These are LLMs that can take action, make decisions on your behalf, and use tools on their own, like booking flights, managing calendars, or even conducting research. This shift is transforming customer service and business automation, marking a new era where AI isn't just responding, but acting autonomously on your behalf and on your business's behalf. AI today isn't just speaking English anymore. Our homegrown models like Sarvam and Hanuman AI and AI for Bharat are breaking new ground, understanding and generating text in over 10 Indic languages, from Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, Bengali, and Tamil to many more. And this is just the beginning. Indian enterprises and startups are developing these native language models with a powerful vision: democratize, demonetize, and dematerialize knowledge, learning, and expertise building. Democratize knowledge by allowing people to use technology in their mother tongue. Demonetize learning by lowering the cost to use technology and access to lessons. And dematerialize the knowledge institutions and need to go to physical institutions by allowing people to build expertise at their home. There's also a debate between open source and closed source models. Closed source models like GPT-4 are more controlled and prioritize accuracy and safety. But in contrast, open source models like Meta's Llama 3.2 or Mistral Large allow businesses to build custom LLM applications where you can literally download the whole model on your machines, fine-tune them, prompt engineering them. Graphical processing units are the backbone of LLM advancements. They are the chips that are handling massive computations required by the transformer architectures behind generative AI. Finally, the rise of small language models, aka SLMs, by Microsoft's Pi 3.5 and Llama 3.2, etc., allow GenAI to be run on edge devices. These models can be fine-tuned for specific tasks like research and customer support or legal knowledge bots, offering quick responses with expertise on the edge devices like mobile phones. To conclude, I would say the symbol of economic growth of yesteryears used to be the coal factories inside a country. I think in today's world of generative AI, with the power of LLMs, India can become the token factory of the world and lead the global knowledge economy and the global knowledge revolution that AI is about to unleash.